Have you ever left a project management role and wondered, did I make a mistake? Or maybe you're asking yourself, what did I give up without even realizing it? In today's episode, my goal, my job, my mission today is just to make you think. So let's uncover the truth about leaving the PM role behind. And I have to be honest, family, there's going to be a lot of truth here. Are you ready to face it? Let's get to work. Point number one, reflect on your why. See, leaving project management role often stems from burnout, dissatisfaction, lack of growth. Reflecting on your reasons can and will clarify the decisions. Was it a temporary decision or was it a deeper career misalignment? My mom always used to say this, and my dad would co-sign it. Then they would say, don't make a permanent decision in a temporary space. See, a lot of times we make permanent decisions in a temporary situation when we should have just made a temporary decision in a temporary space. What am I saying here? When you don't take the time to really reflect on your reason why, if you made the decision, you didn't make a choice, you made the decision, hey, you know what? I'm exhausted of project management. Okay, great. Why am I exhausted? And why did I even get started in project management? Here's my actionable tips. Write down your reasons for leaving and categorize them from short-term challenges to even your long-term and your long-term goals. And reflect on whether those challenges could have been solved while staying in the PM role. Point number two, explore if burnout was the reason for leaving. Family, this is the real reason that I do see a lot of project managers leaving the project management field is because they feel burnt out. They sometimes feel like they're taking on so much because of the chaos, the stakeholder, the different personalities dealing with different stakeholders and your project team. So there's so many moving parts and you're working. Normal people are working 8 hours. You may find yourself working 10 to 14 hours a day and even sometimes on weekends. And that becomes unbearable. So burnout can make any role, I don't care what role it is, feel unbearable. Some regret, though, leaving after realizing burnout could have been addressed without exiting the actual professional project management. And that's where I see is the disconnect, family, is that when you experience the burnout, instead of addressing what the burnout is or actually getting to the root of what the burnout is, we just get to the surface layer. We say, oh, it's because of this person. If that person may have pushed you over edge to say, I'm done with this. But there were leading factors that led you to say, you know what, I've had enough of this career in this profession called project management. Here's my actionable tip. If burnout was a factor, consider returning to PM roles within the organization that really value employee well-being and offer supportive environments. And let me park there real quick too, family. That is another reason that I've watched and seen amazing, exceptional project managers just leave the field because of the environment that they were working on. And we're in that same environment, but we're working on two different projects. And the project environment, because this is a thing, when you are leading a project, there's two environments you have to be cognizant of: the organizational environment and then the project environment. These are two separate things. Please don't try to mix them together because they won't come out. Reason why I say it's separate because of the short story I just really highlighted with you of saying, I was working with an exceptional project manager, and this guy, he left because of the project environment it was working in. It wasn't the organizational environment. Organizational was very accommodating. They made sure they had everything that they needed, from resources to budgeting to everything, but it was just the project environment with the people, the stakeholders, and it was making it challenging for this PM. So he decided to leave. Here's my next point. Point number three. Think about the variety that you left behind. Project management involves diverse tasks that keep the role engaging. I don't know about you, family, but that variety, however you would like to say it, depending on where you're from, it's really, I love it because no one has to say. It's one moment you think you put out a fire. You're like, man, today I come in, this is going to be easy peasy. This is going to be a walk in a party. And then something goes left, whether it's your budget. It's always around the triple constraints. It's either the budget, or I should say your cost, the schedule, or the scope, and most of all, the quality. It's something, one of those three areas are affected, or I should say four. And then all of a sudden you're off trying to figure it out again. Like, how do I solve this? How do I make it better? So again, some regret leaving because they missed that priority of things. So being able that you have a different selection of what you're going to walk into, a lot of PMs like myself, we really enjoy that. So here's my actionable tip. Incorporate a different variety approach into your current role by cross-training, taking on different responsibilities, or even pursuing side projects. Point number four, reflect on your passion for the organization and structure. Many project managers, we enjoy creating order out of chaos. I don't know about you, family, but if you've ever led a project, you will be introduced. Allow me to reintroduce chaos to you, because you will experience chaos. You will be experienced ups and downs. But the unique joy, the unique moment with PMs bring is being able to take all of that chaos, all of that non-structure, and put some type of structure, whether it's a loosely structure where you have flexibility and adaptability, but there's some type of framework in place. So I'm sorry, I'm getting excited just even thinking about it. But leaving the role might mean losing this sense of accomplishment. I've seen project managers that left the field and they went to left the whole field and completely went to another career, whether it was being a senior manager or up, because again, these skill sets and project management that you learn are transferable skills. This is why I say I love this particular career field. However, I'm trying to do my best not to be biased because of how much I love it in today's episode. But it is important to understand, though, family, is that you may leave and say, okay, I'm going to take a senior manager role, or I'm going to take a director's role, and you miss out on that opportunity to create that structure. And it's not, and I know what some people say, if I'm a director or something, I'm going to have to create structure for my team. But yeah, but you're going to be working with that same team, that same situation over and over. If you're someone like me that loves that variety, I don't know why I want to say it a different way, but just the variety approach of project management, then you may get bored. And I've seen that happen where people make the switch and they get bored. Here's my actionable tip. Apply organizational skills in your current role or volunteer for initiatives where your expertise and structures process is definitely needed. Point number five, evaluate long-term career happiness. Many regret leaving when they realize their current role doesn't provide the same fulfillment as project management. Different project managers experience different aspects of fulfillment for project management. For me, I chose the most difficult fulfillment, and that's the stakeholder management. I love it when you're working, I should say stakeholder management and project management or project team. So once you start and it's rough, and then once you start developing a flow and the team starts trusting each other, I could go through the Bruce Tuckerman model, forming, norming, storming, performing a journey, that type of thing. But what it is that reason why I love it is because of the fact of you have all these strangers from different aspects, have different opinions. And then when you finally gel together, and you know when you're gelled together, because all of a sudden, now you guys are watching each other's back. Now you're speaking up for each other versus when it was siloed and individual, you were only concerned about your own self, your own individual self. Now you're concerned about the team and protecting the team. That is one of the fulfillments I get out of this role as a project manager. Here's my actionable tip. Reflect on your long-term goals and consider if returning to project management aligns better with your vision for your career satisfaction. Point number six. Evaluate if you miss cross-industry versatility. That's another one of my favorites. See, project management skills are applicable across industries, offering career flexibility. Some regret leaving due to the reduced in versatility. Here's my actionable tip. Explore industries or roles that align with your PM background to leverage your skills and regain that versatility. That's another aspect, family, of fulfillment for me, is that versatility. Something I'm always having to, I may wear so many different hats within the project, and I love it. All right, point number seven, consider whether you missed the team dynamics. Remember, I talked about this. See, project managers thrive on working closely with diverse teams. Leaving the role might make you feel isolated in your new position because it lacks the collaborative opportunities. One thing about project management, it takes a team. It takes a collaborative team, not a silo team. We know the difference. Silos means people only concerned about them and what they bring to the table versus collaborative. We're concerned collectively of how we can support each other's strengths and weaknesses. Here's my actionable tips. If you miss team dynamics, volunteer to join or lead team-based projects in your current role to recapture that sense of collaboration. Point number 8, evaluate the skills you took with you. Project management equips you, as I shared with you before, it equips you with leadership. It equips you with communication. It equips you with organizational skills that are valuable. I don't care what role that you go and do, what career you go and do. These are important. Being able to communicate, being able to lead effectively and efficiently, being able to take your organizational skill set and get something structured fast in a hurry, even if you have to continue to tailor up, meaning continue to improve the organization as the team grows and as you grow. So assessing these skills can help you identify their importance in your new career. Here's my actionable tip. I would recommend that you create a list of transferable skills. I've given you 3, leadership, communication, and organizational skills from your project management role, and see how it identifies or how you can identify what it could contribute to your current role. Here's my 3 transformational remarks, and I'll let you be on your way. By the way, early Christmas or Merry Christmas Eve, well, however you want to say it, we're filming this live. No days off for this. I want to make sure you guys get this information. Here's my 3 transformational remarks. Think about the variety that you left behind. Like I said before, incorporate variety into your current role by cross-training, taking on different responsibilities, or pursuing side projects. Number 2, these last 2 are the most important. If you miss anything I've shared with you, these 2 will cap off everything. Reflect on your why. I know it sounds cliche, but it is really real, meaning write down your reasons for leaving and categorize them in short-term challenges and long-term goals. And number 2 on that, reflect on whether those challenges could have been solved while staying in the PM role. I shared with you before, family, it's important to understand that it could be something or someone that set off everything else that made you make the decision that you're going to leave the project management field. But if you decided to sit down and look back and see, like I said, categorize your short-term challenges and your long-term goals, you may realize it may not have just been that person. It may have been a lot of different things leading up to that. And you kept saying, you kept taking it. Or as they talk about really suffering in silence, they call it like quiet desperation because you're sitting there, you're hoping it get better. You keep telling your stories, that you keep telling yourself stories that it's going to get better, but it doesn't get better. And you're thinking, I'm going to switch professions. And you may be right. Maybe you are burned out of project management. Maybe you're tired of being a project manager or a project coordinator or a program manager, whatever that is under that project management umbrella. But I would challenge you, if you don't do anything else, really sit down and understand why you want to leave. And not just because of maybe that incident. It may have been a slew of incidents that you need to review. All right. Evaluate the number 3, evaluate the skills you took with you. As I said before, create a list of transferable skills from your project management role and identify how they contribute to your current role. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. My goal is really, if you've already made the decision to leave this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with called project management, I understand, I'm with you, but I wanted to convince you today to reconsider. I wanted to convince you today to maybe think through if it's going to work for you. That doesn't mean you can never come back to this thing called project management. However, I want you to understand, to dig deep, to understand the reason why, and not because of an incident. Unless that incident is the major reason, then I get it. But I wanted you to really to reconsider that. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. I appreciate your time today, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Until next time.